For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Boone County Health Department is struggling to keep up with contact tracing as COVID-19 cases in mid-Missouri rise. The Columbia Missourian reports the county reported 39 new cases Thursday, which is now the highest number in a single day since the pandemic began. Missouri also passed 1,000 deaths last Tuesday. The percentage of tests that came back positive rose to 12% last week. For context, the rate the first week of May was 0.4%. The health department aims to contact every patient within 24 hours after being notified of a positive test. However, the 39 cases from Thursday have overwhelmed the department's contact tracers. Assistant Director Scott Clardy says the department may have to change to reach out to patients within 48 hours instead. The department may also have to scale back from checking in daily with those that have tested positive, except for those with severe symptoms, or if the patient has difficulties with necessities like paying rent or getting groceries. Assistant Director Clardy says the recent uptick is due to a lack of social distancing, particularly with those under 30 years old. He also urges anyone waiting for test results to go home and isolate until you get your test results back, and if they come back positive, continue to wait until the health department calls them with further instructions. Around 100 people gathered on the MKT trail Saturday afternoon for a Black Lives Matter protest. The march was titled Let Freedom Ring, a March for Black Lives. The march was sponsored by several local churches. Brittany Hughes is the regional organizer for Missouri Faith Voices and is one of the event's sponsors. She says the group is asking those with faith to see what it, quote, says about this moment and how you are in line with the thing that you believe. Protesters marched to Francis Quadrangle and the City Hall, as well as the Boone County Courthouse and the Columbia Police Department. The Missouri Democratic Party's chairperson is stepping aside until at least September. The Kansas City Star reports that Jean Peters Baker announced this week that she's stepping back from her state party duties because of recent developments in her job as Jackson County prosecutor. The announcement did not specify those developments, but homicides in Kansas City have reached historic levels. Missouri Democratic Party Vice Chairman Clem Smith will become acting chairman. State Party spokesperson Andrew Story said the arrangement is effective until at least the party's third quarter committee meeting in September. Hundreds of protesters have made a peaceful return to the St. Louis mansion owned by a white couple whose armed defense of their home during an earlier demonstration earned them both scorn and support. Protesters marched Friday along a busy boulevard next to the home of 61-year-old Mark McCloskey and his 63-year-old wife Patricia, and stopped outside the home for several minutes. The McCloskeys became famous over a week ago when a video posted online showed the couple waving guns at protesters. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.